For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan. With all the attention paid on politics, police, and pandemics this year, you might have forgotten about something just as big: opioids.
We have to recognize this is the largest man-made scourge we've ever unleashed. I mean, this is an epidemic that we created.
This is Dr. Greg Kolbath. He's an orthopedic surgeon at Spartanburg Regional Medical Center, and exactly the kind of guy he says made the biggest public health hazard before COVID possible.
And we didn't do our due diligence as far as saying, hey, these are addictive. These are pills that are addictive. And we kind of got duped by the marketing of the Purdue's and the Sacklers. And it was easier to prescribe than to have these longer discussions with the patients. Unfortunately, now it only took 15, 20 years for us to see the ramifications of allowing this to continue.
Until just a few years ago, doctors gave out opioid prescriptions like Halloween candy. Need surgery? Here, have a bucket full of pills.
But after surgery, they'd only use one or two pills. And now you've got 60 pills just sitting around. And what do most people do? They're not going to throw them away. They're going to put them in their dop kit or their medicine cabinet or, you know, the rainy day fund, if you would.
Kolbath sounded the alarm to his colleagues 3.5 years ago. He says he was met with overwhelming indifference.
And it was interesting because as I started to poll my colleagues, and they said, yeah, it's an issue, but not that big of a deal. And I'm like, yeah, it is. We're starting to lose, you know, way too many patients. And in the community, I just kept seeing more and more young people in the obituaries. And when you really kind of dive a little bit deeper into it, there was an opioid issue surrounding that death.
Kolbath doesn't prescribe many pain pills. He prefers Tylenol and ice, and having upfront conversations about pain management with his patients.
A lot of them were having better outcomes and faster recovery. So for me, that was even more proof positive that we were doing the right thing.
The Spartanburg Regional Foundation granted Kolbath $20,000 to continue his efforts, which include a big push to safely dispose of all those untaken pills.
It's never been easier to dispose of unused or expired medications in your home.
This is Ashley Watts explaining Doterra bags in a Facebook video.
Rip open the bag, dump your medication into the bag, put in some warm water, just about halfway full, and you can safely put it in your trash can and take it to the dump.
Watts is an addiction counselor and president of All On Board, a substance abuse awareness agency in Rock Hill. Like Kolbath, whom she's never met, Watts is pushing Doterra bags as much as she can. They're plastic pouches filled with a carbon mixture that renders drugs inert.
When I was growing up, it was coffee grounds, right? Or flush them down the toilet. Now we know that is not good to do. You know, that can get in our water supply, affect our fish, our food. So these Doterra bags, the great thing about them is that they denature the medication. So even if they break down over time, they're not going to get back into our system. And those medications are not going to affect anyone negatively.
All On Board has partnerships with about 70 agencies in York County, including doctors and first responders. Together, they've handed out thousands of Doterra bags and worked to make the idea of safely getting rid of old pills as routine as
checking your oil or brushing your teeth or putting on sunscreen. It's just a preventative thing that we do that's commonplace.
There's a sense of urgency to all of this for two reasons. One is that overdoses, opioid-related or not, are ticking back up again. Watts says the coronavirus pandemic has left people home, often out of work, and turning to substances for relief. Two is the time of year.
The holidays just kind of bring out it's the best and the worst in everybody. You know, we're under a lot of stress. It's the end of the year, you know, winter depression. And I've highlighted this to a lot of our friends and colleagues. Like, if you're planning a party, even if it's a socially distanced party, your medicine cabinet needs to be scrutinized. You need to make sure you don't have anything in there that would be remotely attractive.
Watts reminds that people with addiction problems have trusting family members and friends who don't think they know someone with a problem. But she says they almost certainly do. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Scott Morgan in Rock Hill.